It is Kislev. We are in a Sivo Shalom on Hanukkah on the first piece. Hanukkah has a separate pamphlet. It's actually really cheap. This one, back in however many years ago, was only 15 shekels. Highly recommend getting it. What?
Is it from Manny's? We're not allowed there.
It is from wherever you want to buy it from. This one was from Moria, Mul HaKotel, which means that I bought this in Maishana Aleph. So I don't know if they're 15 shekels anymore, but even if they went up to 25, it's not a lot. So it's awesome. It's a separate little pamphlet, one of these small white pamphlets on Hanukkah. We're learning the first piece, Nisivo Shalom on Hanukkah, Be'orcha Nir'eh Or. It starts off by quoting the Gemara, which tells us the story of Hanukkah. The Gemara says, "My Hanukkah, what is Hanukkah all about?" The Tanu Rabbanan, we have a Braita, which tells us, "Bechaf hei bekislev." This is the story of Hanukkah as given over in the Gemara, which is our primary source for it. "Bechaf hei bekislev, yomei dechanukah v'chule." On the 25th of Kislev, the days of Hanukkah begin, and it tells us the story, "Shekishenichnisu yivanim laheichal," when the Greeks entered the heichal, "tamu et kol hashmanim sheba heichal." They impurified all of the oils that were in the heichal, that were in the Beis HaMikdash. "Ukishegavra malchut beit chashmonai v'nitzchum." And when the kingdom of the Chashmonaim overcame them and won against the Yevanim, against the Greeks, "Barku v'lo matzu elapach echad shel shemen shumunach bechotamo shel kohen gadol." They searched and they only found one small flask of oil that was still sealed with the sign of the kohen gadol, showing that the seal had never been broken, therefore it had not been impurified by the Greeks. "Lishana acheret," the next year, "kiva'um v'asa'um yemei tovim b'halel v'hoda'ah." The next year they established them forever as days of halel v'hoda'ah, as praise and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then again, that's the story of Hanukkah from Gemara Shabbos, Chaf Aleph Amud Bet. V'tzarich bi'or. So you have to understand. D'mashma miha Gemara, it seems from the Gemara, she'ikar hachag nikba al neis pach ha-shemen, that the reason for establishing Hanukkah is because of the miracle of the flask of oil, as we're all familiar with, and that comes from the Gemara. That the reason why we have this celebration of the 8 days of Hanukkah is because of this miracle of the flask of oil that only had enough for one day and lasted for 8 days. Otzarich Peor, we all seem to understand, Kushata Maharal b'sefer Ner Mitzvah, the question of the Maharal, he has a sefer called Ner Mitzvah, which is technically on Hanukkah, really the first two-thirds are on the process of the four stages of exile, including Greece, and it makes sense that that's very much what we talk about on Hanukkah, and the last third really focuses like directly on Hanukkah. So there in Ner Mitzvah, he asks, it's a shorter sefer for the Maharal, Kedai to read, I would recommend reading it if you can. It's very beautiful, very deep, and it's not so long. It's an accessible sefer of the Maharal. He says, "V'chi b'shvil shelo nitbatla mitzvat hadlakata menorah sa'um chag Chanukah v'chayim ladot l'el al zeh." What does it mean? Because they didn't give up the mitzvah of lighting the menorah, therefore we make a holiday on this? Why is this enough to make a holiday around? V'reinyan halel v'hoda'ah hurak al neishin nasa lahatzala v'lo al kiyum mitzvah. When we add halel v'hoda'ah, the reason when we establish a time of halel v'hoda'ah is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something that He did for us, for something that He did in order to save us. We don't establish a day of halel v'hoda'ah because God gave us the capacity to do a mitzvah that we had to do, which was lighting the menorah. So what does that mean? Why does that allow for, why does that create the potential for a holiday? Simply because the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the means by which to do the mitzvah that we were chayev to do, to light the menorah every day in the Beis HaMikdash. Odi Shlavim, you also have to understand, Madua mitzvah Ner Chanukah hi mishetishka hachama. Why is it that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, of lighting the Chanukah Chanukiah, why is that only from when the sun goes down? B'nigud l'shar mitzvot sheikar mitzvatam bayom, as opposed to the majority of mitzvot which are specifically during the day. Why is it a nighttime oriented mitzvah? So let's see what he has to say. Second paragraph. V'yesh lahavin bazeh. We can understand in all of this. Dine ikar milchemet hayivanim lahashmidam hayital yidei shehechishichu enehem shel Yisrael. The main war against the Greeks, and the reason why we had to stop them, was that they wanted to darken the eyes of Klal Yisrael. That's taken from the Midrash. Shehechishichu enehem shel Yisrael. That they wanted to darken the eyes of Klal Yisrael. What does that mean? Shiyadu ki lo bedarchei milchama yatzlichu lehishtalit al am Yisrael. The Greeks understood that simply by conquering us physically, by conquering us in war, by defeating us in battle, that's not how they were going to really
own, destroy Klal Yisrael. Elash al yidei shechashichu enehem, only by darkening our eyes. It wasn't a physical battle. They weren't trying to physically destroy us. It was a totally different attack on our identity as the Jewish people. Ukimo shebegashmius hasuma chashuv kemes. Just like it's brought down, needs to be understood, but just like it's brought down, that one who's born without sight, that a certain aspect, there's an aspect of death there, because we live so much through the aspect of sight. Suma chashuv kemet, a blind person is considered on a certain level like a dead person, needs to be understood. But he understands this on a spiritual level to mean, v'afilu yeshlo et kol evarim chashuv kemet. And that meaning, somebody who doesn't have sight, it's like they're dead, but somebody who doesn't have, I mean, even if they have all of their limbs, they're still considered alive. What does that mean? Kein beruchnius, so too in spirituality. Afal pi she'osek b'torah v'avodah. Even though a person is constantly engaged in Torah and Avodas Hashem, imhu bevchinat ha'am ha'ochim b'choshech or lo ra'u chashuv kemet. If we're like a nation walking in darkness and can't see the light, it's like we're dead. If we're spiritually blind, if our eyes are spiritually darkened, chashuv kemet, it's like we're not even alive. Dine tachlit ha'briyah hi she'yir'u et oro yitbarach. The whole purpose of creation is that we should be able to see God's light. We should experience the supernal light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hame'ir b'toch ha'bri'ah bas bakari ha'me'irah, which shines through creation. We're meant to look deeply at the world, look deeply at reality, and see the light that's coming out through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. Top of the next column. U'kemo shematzinu b'tchilat ha'bri'ah, as we see from the very beginning of creation, va'aretz ha'ita tohu, va'vohu, v'choshech al p'nei tehom, v'ruach Elokim rachevet al p'nei amayim, v'yomer Elokim hi or v'yihi or. That at the beginning, that there was astonishing emptiness, and there was darkness over the surface of the deep. And how does the Kadosh Baruch Hu respond? V'yomer Elokim, yihi or. There's light. And then there was light. V'yar Elokim et ha'or kitov, and he sees the light is good. Ha'or hazeh lo haya or gashmi. This light on the first day of creation that comes out, it's not a physical light. How do we know that it's not a normal physical light? Where does light come from? Excellent. The light comes from the sun. The light comes from the sun. And as Jeannie pointed out, there was no sun yet. The sun isn't created until the fourth day. The light that's being spoken about on a pshat level, the light that's being spoken about on the first day of creation can't be our experience of light. What we imagine as light, what we experience as light. There was no sun for it to come from. There certainly wasn't electricity. There was no sun for it to come from. The light of the first day, Chazal bring out, the light of the first day of creation, it wasn't a physical light like we experience light. It was a totally supernal, godly light. It was the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself that was coming out on the first day. It's the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was coming out. The first thing that comes into creation is the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the Gemara says, Sha'adam ro'ebo misof ha'olam vi'ad sofo. That when a person has access to this light, a person can see from one end of the world to the other. What does that mean? That means that when a person has light, it doesn't mean that if a person were to look straight, they would like look all the way around the world and see their back. It doesn't mean that they can see from one end of the world to the other. What does it mean? It means that they can see the essence of reality, the entire essence of reality from beginning to end. That's the supernal light of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Oroi Baruch. But that light, you can see the depths of reality. Hatshuva l'tov vavo v'choshech hivayi or. What's the response to tov avohu? What's the response to chaos? What's the response to emptiness? What's the response to choshech? What's the response to darkness? Vayihi or. The response is light. The response is to bring light into the world. She'yir'eh be'oro yitbarach. What? Tov. So let's see if he says something that's less obvious to you. But the response, it means that a person needs light in the darkness. That we can't survive in darkness. We can't survive in spiritual darkness. It can't just be like you say, no, I don't need it. I don't need it. The answer is yes, we do. Suma chashuv kemes. If you're spiritually blind, it's like you're dead. You may think that you're alive, but you're not really alive. And trust me, there's a lot of the world out there, especially today. Atheists, agnostics, cynics, people who are just no interest in any of these things, who walk around and say spirituality is not, I have no interest in spirituality. I have no interest in ruchnius. They think they're alive. See what Shalom would say? No. They think they're alive, but they're not really alive. You can't live without the light in the darkness of Ruchnius. The light of Ruchnius in the darkness. You need that. On a spiritual level. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling us from the very beginning, if you see darkness, you have to bring light to the darkness. Not you can bring light to the darkness. You have to respond with light to the darkness. That's what he's saying. Shekol ha'olam kulo, hu elukuto yitbarach ve'en od levado. Because really, what is the whole world? What is all of reality? All of reality is just Or Hashem. It's the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're blind. We don't see it. Our eyes are blinded to it. But everything in reality is simply Or Hashem. Einod milvado, there's nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol ha'briyah hi mikocho yitbarach. Everything in the world is coming from Him. Kemo dichtiv, v'ata mechayet kulam, you give everything life. L'abriyut, HaKadosh Baruch Hu willed the world into existence. Yesh me'ayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu willed reality into existence. And every single second of every single day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to will it into existence. The only reason, Rina, that you're here right now is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu right now is willing you to be. The only reason that Sarah is here right now is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wills you to be. He's actively willing you to be right now. The only reason why this shtender is here is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing it to be. This desk is here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing it to be. He's willing it to be. What you're looking at, when you look at this desk, you know what this is? This is an expression of Ratzon Hashem. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants right now. He wants this desk to be. He wants us to be here. He's willing us into existence. Everything in existence is an expression of Or Hashem. It's an expression of Ratzon Hashem. If it exists, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about it, wants it in His world. He feels it's necessary for his world. And it's an expression of Or Hashem. Mitoch ma'beit ma'ir zeh. From this enlightened view, shiro'eh koach ha'borei betoch kol ha'briyah, by seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the whole Bria, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamish in everything. Eino ro'eh alma de piruda, shekol ha'dvarim bo'olam nifradim. Then we no longer see this world where everything is disparate. Everything is distant from each other. Everything is so far away. There's this and there's that are connected to each other, especially our day and age. We're living in a day and age more so than ever before, where everything is divided. It's this versus that on everything, on every topic under the sun. All we see are divisions. There's no oneness. There's no unity. The unity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah demands is at the center of reality. That everything comes back to the oneness of God. When we understand that everything at the end of the day is an expression that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be. Everything that exists is an expression of Ratzon Hashem. Everything is an expression of Or Hashem. That we no longer see a world of just disparate pieces that have nothing to do with each other. It's all coming. It's all an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu who gives everything life. Who's the source of everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything in existence, and He unifies everything together as one. V'shuv ein makom l'tov avo v'choshech. And if that's true, there's no place for chaos. There's no place for darkness. I let out the light. I bring out the light in the whole of reality. The light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that unites everything together. U'vazeh ha'ita ikar milchamtam shel Yevanim. And this was the primary war against the Greeks. This was our war against the Greeks. Shechashicho enehem shel Yisrael. They were trying to darken our eyes, to not allow us, to keep us from seeing the light of godliness in everything. Seeing that there was spirituality to the world. The Yevanim were the first ones to fight back and say, no, what you see is what you get. There's tremendous beauty. There's tremendous intelligence. There's tremendous chokhmah in the world. But what you see is what you get. Don't give me this garbage about spirituality, about godliness, about divinity. Don't give me this religion. Don't give me any of this stuff. What you see is what you get. We believe in beauty, we're going to make tremendous statues. We believe in strength, we're going to make Olympic Games. We believe in intelligence, we're going to establish universities. But don't you dare for a second give me this garbage, this spirituality nonsense. And they tried to darken our eyes to not see the light of Hashem in the world. They tried to take that away from us. Ki adu, she'ein la'am Yisrael zchut kiyum. We have no continued existence as Klal Yisrael, except al yidei or elokuto yibarach, except through the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'im ha'or hazeh, in kol umah v'lashon yicholah lishlot bahem. And with this light, nobody can ever rule over us. Nobody can ever rule over us. You can try as you might. We can go through a Chorban of Bayit Rishon. We can go through a Chorban of Bayit Sheni. We can go through a 2,000-year-long exile. We can go through the Crusades. We can go through the Holocaust. You can try to wipe us out physically. But as long as there are Jews still walking into a gas chamber saying, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, the Jews will always be here. If you don't break our spiritual essence, even if you destroy our bodies, you will never destroy the Jewish people. That's how we keep going on. That's how we endure 2,000 years of exile. You can't rule over the Jewish people when they recognize that there is a spiritual root. We're connected to it. We're connected when we see the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only when we don't see the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Lo Alinu is the day, that's the only day which will never come. That's the only day where anybody can ever rule over us. So their goal was to try to darken the eyes of Klal Yisrael. Next paragraph. And that's what the Medrash says. Ala pasuk, va'aretz hayta tov avo. The Medrash says on the pasuk, va'aretz hayta tov avo, that the land was astonishingly empty. Again, tov vo choshech al panei tzahom. Thank you. Va'aretz hayta tohu. It goes through each of these four lishonot, each of these four words in the second pasuk of Bereishis, and it identifies how each one of them are planting the seeds for the four stages of exile that Klal Yisrael are going to go through throughout history. Tohu is, says the Medrash, Bavel. Tohu is hinting to the Babylonian exiles, already planted into the fabric of the Bria from the second Pasuk. Tohu is Bavel, the Babylonian exile, the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. Bohu, Prasu Madai, the Persian Median exile, when we were in the story of Purim. Choshech, what's Choshech? That's the Galut of Yavan. That's the Galut of Greece. And Al Pnei Tehom is Edom. Choshech zo malchut Yavan, and it says, the Midrash doesn't really expand on all four of them, but it dafka expands on Yavan in this context. It says, v'choshech zo malchut Yavan, with the word darkness in the second pasuk of creation, it's hinting already to Yavan, to Greece, because, says the Midrash, shecheshicha inehem shel Yisrael begzirotehen, that they darkened our eyes through their decrees. And then al pnei tehom zo malchut arisha, Al Pnei Tehom is the final exile, the one that we're still in, the one of Edom. She'ein lo cheker kamo Tehom, which has no end, just like the sea seems like it goes on forever and is endless, so too does it seem like the fourth exile, the exile of Edom, will be endless. And finishes off the Midrash and says, V'ruach Elokim merachavet al pnei hamayim, and the spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu hovered over the face of the deep, Zeruchu shel Mashiach, that at the end of that, the end of the Pasuk tells us the end of the story, which is, the Mashiach will come and will save us from all of those four exiles. That will be the end of the process. V'ita Ocham, it says additionally there, ala pasuk, v'ne'ema chasheicha gedola nofelet alav. Similarly, there's four words for this darkness that Avram Avinu experiences when he has this vision at Brit Bein HaBitzarim in Parshat Lech Lecha. It says, ema chasheicha gedola nofelet alav. Chasheicha zo Yavan, the darkness that fell over Avram when he was seeing what was going to be over the course of history, that darkness was Yavan. The word chasheicha, darkness, that's Yavan. Shechisha nehem shel Yisrael b'gzeroten, again, the same lashon, that they tried to darken our eyes with their decrees. Mimamrei chazal elu, from these words of chazal, anu ro'im, next page, chet, anu ro'im, ki ze hayita ikar klipat Yavan. We see that this was the main klipa of Yavan. Klipa literally means a shell. When you want to take a shell off of a nut, or you want to take a shell off, take the peel off of a fruit, it's called a klipa. What does klipa mean Kabbalistically? Kabbalistically, a klipa means a spiritual shell around me that's dividing between myself and a Kadosh Baruch. That's what a klipa means in Chassidus and in Kabbalah. It's a spiritual shell around me, so to speak, that's dividing between me, cutting me off, so to speak, from a Kadosh Baruch. This was the klipa of Yavan. This is what Yavam was trying to do to divide us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lahachashich enehem shel Yisrael, to darken our eyes. Shiadu ki al yidei shiachashichu enehem shel Yisrael, yuchu lehashmid otam. That if they darkened our eyes, they would be able to overcome us. Last paragraph of Aleph. Vine or ha-menorah, the light of the menorah. Haya or eloku toit barach shiatzamin ha-menorah lahair libot b'nei Yisrael ba'asher hem sham. What was the light of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash all about? Why was there light coming out of the menorah? Why do we light the menorah every day? Because out of the menorah is coming the Or Elokut. out of the menorah is coming the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's there to light up the hearts of Klal Yisrael, wherever we are. V'lachin bitlu or ha-menorah. When they were able to remove the light of the menorah, v'timu et kol hashmanim, and they were able to impurify all the oil to light the menorah, k'dei sheyuchlu lahashmid otam, that was to dafka destroy us. They dafka went and tried to destroy all the oil, to stop the light, to stop the clarity, to stop us being able to see the spirituality of the world, to stop us connecting to Or Hashem. U'kimo she'evi abach, as the Bach says, k'detanya b'braita, shegazar lehem levatel tamid, that they made a gezer against the Jews, you're not allowed to bring the korban tamid anymore. The Oda Marle, mitzvah achat yesh biyadad, imatam evatlim otam yadan gvarhim avudim, veizo hadlakat menorah, shekatav ba lehalot ner tamid. Kol zman shemadlikim ota tamid, hin omdim. Beautiful. That, I mean, it's heartbreaking, but it's beautiful at the same time. That the Greeks were told, they have one mitzvah in their hands, that if you get them to overturn this mitzvah, if you stop them from doing this mitzvah, they're done. They're gone. What is that? The lighting of the menorah. They're told, lehalot ner tamid, that you should always have fire burning in the menorah. What does it mean? Kol zman shemadlikim otan, as long as they're lighting the menorah, tamid ein homdim, they will continue to exist. They'll continue to keep going. As long as we have the light of the menorah, we can keep going. Amdu v'timu kol hashmanim, and so they went and they impurified all the oil. U'kishechazru b'tshuva, and when the Yevanim, when Klal Yisrael in the times of the Yevanim did tshuva, limsor nafsham al havuda hoshiyam Hashem, when they were willing to be moser nefesh, to bring the avoda back, to get back the Beis HaMikdash, to push out the Yevanim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves them. Al yidei kohanim ovdei avod Hashem, and dafka through the kohanim, the ones who serve in the Beis HaMikdash, to bring back the Beis HaMikdash. He saves us through the kohanim, who are the ones who keep the Beis HaMikdash going. V'naaseh ha-neis gam b'neirot, and he dafka made the neis, he dafka made the miracle through the neirot, that we get the light back, that we see Or Elokut again, that we bring that back into our lives. V'hainu she'inyana minorah, lo haya rak kiyum mitzvah. Coming back to the question of the Maharal, we're not making 8 days of celebration because we got to fulfill the mitzvah of hadlakat ha-menorah in the Beit HaMikdash. That's not enough to create a holiday. Ela kiyumo shel Am Yisrael. Because by relighting the menorah, we reestablished life for Klal Yisrael. We saved the spiritual life of Klal Yisrael. And that requires a holiday. That requires halel v'hoda'ah. The reestablishment, the relighting of the menorah itself is the reality of the sustaining of the reality of Klal Yisrael, the life of the spiritual life of Klal Yisrael. Umiturats bazem ashik shemaral, like we just said, that answers the Maral's question. Lama kavu hoda v'halel al neis shel kiyum mitzvah? Why we have halel v'hoda'ah on a miracle of fulfilling a mitzvah? V'lo al neis hatzalah, not about saving the Jews. The answer is yes, we did save the Jews. Ki aneis haya al etzem kiyum shel Am Yisrael. It was because of the light of the menorah that we continue to exist. She'ein lahem zchut kiyum b'li he'arat or. There's no way for us to continue without light. V'kol zman shemadlikim ata menorah he'umdim v'kiyumim. And as long as we keep going, as long as we keep having the light, we're able to keep going. It's a beautiful thing that he's saying again. The only way that we continue to exist as Klal Yisrael is when we feel Or Hashem, when we connect to Or Hashem, when we're lit up spiritually, when we see that. That's what keeps us going. And while we're talking about the Jews in the times of the Greeks and the lighting of the menorah in the times of Hanukkah, this is a message for all generations. That's always the foundation of the Nisivo Shalom. All of us, every single one of us, there are times in our lives where the reality of Yavan comes and whispers in our ear, you really sure about this spirituality stuff? Those moments where you go to a kumzitz, or you're on a Shabbaton, or you're at a Shabbos table, and everybody's going and grabbing hands and singing and dancing. And that time that you have, where you're sitting on the side, because you're not feeling it. And you're wondering, maybe they're all just crazy. Maybe they're all just on a spiritual high, but it's not real. But it's not real. I remember, this was crazy to me, when I was starting to get into spirituality in my Shana Aleph, I didn't connect in that way before my Shana Aleph. In certain ways I did, in certain ways I didn't. But I connected in a whole different way when I connected to my Rebbe, and he really helped bring that out in me and bring it to me in whatever small way that I have it. It's not a limitation on him, it's a limitation on me. In the small way that I have it. And I remember that one of the rabbis, the shul rabbis from one of my hometowns, he came to visit Israel. And to his credit, he dafka went around and he made time to see me, to catch up with me, to see how I was doing. He cares about his congregants. He's a very sweet man. But I remember being so taken aback. I was telling him about how it was great that I'm finding the spiritual side of Judaism. And he said to me, and it's very much in his character, fine. But he looked at me and he said to me, I don't understand. Somebody goes and they find, and not intentionally relating to the conversation that we had in Seder Vav from the other day, but he dafka asked me this question 15 years ago. He said to me, somebody goes and they do drugs and they get a high and then they come crashing down. So you're getting a spiritual high and then you come crashing down. He says, what's the difference? He says, what's the difference? And I feel sad for such a person. My heart breaks for such a person. What's the difference? What's the difference of taking an external substance, getting a fake chemical high, and then crashing and burning with a dependency for it? Versus linking into Or Hashem? Tell you what the difference is. One's real and one's not. One raises you up and one ultimately buries you. One brings light to your eyes, and one, you watch the light fade and you sink into depression. Jews need Ruchnius. Jews need Or Hashem. Jews who pretend that they don't, again, I feel very sad for them. We need Or Hashem. And there are times in our lives when we may feel that it's not there. Where the Yavan, the spiritual essence of Yavan, comes and attacks us. And we always have to remember that we just need to dig a little deeper. When we feel in those moments that we feel totally distanced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we feel disconnected from Or Hashem. We're not even sure, is it even there? We're so far away, we're not even sure, is it there? And we feel depressed and down in the dumps, that we need to dig. Every single one of us, Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, in every single one of us, there's a Mishkan. In every single one of us, there's a Beis HaMikdash. And we have a Chiyuv, every single one of us, when we get to the dark times of our lives, the spiritually dark times of our lives, we have to bring out the Chashmonai inside of us. We have to bring out that Malchus inside of us. And dig deep into our internal Mishkan. Because I'm telling you right here, right now, and hold on to this, I'm guaranteeing you this right here, right now. If you dig and you dig and you dig in your internal Mishkan, even if everything seems tummy, even if you think you've done every Avera under the sun, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to want to talk to you anymore. Even if you think you have no chance of getting back to Ruchnius, you fight and you dig until your hands bleed. Because you will find that one pach shemen. You'll find that one flask of pure oil inside. And you light it. And that oil starts to come out. That light starts to come out inside. And you say, okay, at least I got a day. And you know what Hanukkah promises? It's not a day. And suddenly it's two. And suddenly it's three. And suddenly it's eight. And suddenly you're able to bring in all new olive oil. You're able to start totally fresh. This is forever. The miracle of Hanukkah is forever. The Mefarshim actually point out in the Gemara that it's very interesting. That the Gemara said, when it started off, it said, L'shana acheret, the next year, I think it may be the Maharal that brings, the Ramchal brings out in Derech Hashem towards the end, if I remember correctly. L'shana acheret, kiva'um ve'asa'um yamim tovim. He might have said it based on this, but he says this concept. That the next year, they establish it. What do you mean the next year? If it lived for eight days this year, why did they wait 12 months to establish Hanukkah? Because they wanted to see, was it a once-in-history miracle for this generation, or was the light of Hanukkah going to come out even the next year? And when they saw the spiritual eruption of light on the 25th of Kislev, one year later, they realized, no. This is for all generations. You want to tell me, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash now. The Yevanim had them stop lighting the menorah, but the Beis HaMikdash was there. The Beis HaMikdash isn't there. So how do we have that light? The answer is, of course we have that light. The light of Hanukkah comes out inside of us every year at this time. Dafka in the month of Kislev. Dafka in the heart of the winter. Dafka when the days are the shortest and the nights are the longest. Dafka when we feel the night, the darkness, the emptiness engulfing us, swallowing us whole, like it's never going to... We think our whole life is ending. We think our spiritual life is ending. There's a Pach Shemen. There's a little flask of oil that's waiting for you to find it with the seal of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol is handing you that flask and saying, no, you can keep going. Open me up. Pour me into the menorah. Let's get the light going again. We're never distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're never cut off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to relight that light and keep it going through the deepest darknesses of our lives. That's what Hanukkah is bringing out. It's an incredible gift that we have for all generations. We always have access to the light. And the light is what keeps us alive. The concept, even the smallest amount of light can dispel a tremendous amount of darkness. You get one light going. You get one light going. You bring Or Hashem back into your life, you're ready to go. That's all it takes. This. We're reliving the Exodus itself.